Let's play ball, it's game day. We got strikeouts, base hits, double plays.
Welcome to Have or Die. I am Tone Diggs.
Tony Baseball. Tony Dingers. Tony Triples.
Tony Two Bags. We got two. Give me two.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
Your first pitch of the 24 season is a strike, a 95 mile per hour cutter on the inside corner to
Corbo's thrown cutter.
Right-handed batter.
Okay.
To a right-handed batter.
Otter, how are we?
Doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. This is my favorite time of the year, other than NFL playoffs, actually.
Okay, that's high.
It's high up on the list. It's pretty awesome because it's the NBA playoff push. We got the March Madness that I actually care about, the 16, and then on. And then I do actually love myself some fucking opening baseball. Let's go. Hoping for a run this first inning.
Okay, I like it, Mitt. Keep
me updated.
You very succinctly put on what we have on tap for today, okay?
Yeah, you did.
We have MLB opening day, which we will start with because there's a ton of 4 o'clock games that we will get to. Then we have the Sweet 16. There's, the NHL schedule makers said, hey, I want to go up against, I want to go against opening day.
Two games last night.
And I want to go against Sweet 16. Yes. Let's have 14 games tonight.
Two games last night.
Yeah, I'm about done with it.
The HL, they just.
Now, the NBA schedule makers.
They get it.
Two games tonight.
Yeah, you're not going to find me laying
new.
You're not find
probably
me.
Just.
Does anybody have a bet for the association we can get out of the way right now?
Actually,
are you taking Pels or are you taking. Because there's only one game you can bet on tonight.
I'm taking the Pelicans because.
Corbin Burns,
I'm just flipping.
First
I'm flipping from the Pelicans hater to the Pelicans backer. Just what it is.
Nice.
Ring them up.
What happened?
Zion's just been playing too fucking good.
Zion has been playing too good.
He has been balling.
I like the Pelicans, dude. The West is an absolute gauntlet.
If I were to get down in it, it would probably be Celtics first quarter, Celtics first half, that type of
thing. Any way you could get them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dodgers style.
Hey, Dodgers anyway.
Celtics, Dodgers style.
All right, let's start with baseball. Let's go 4-10 games. There is a shit ton of them. Detroit and Chicago. I do have a bet there.
Come on.
I'm laying it with Scooble and the Tigers. Where am I at? Scooble had a 2-3-0 last year. Pretty good. He's got 2.57 in spring training. Now, the spring training matters. Sometimes, yes, sometimes no, but I don't mind seeing a good number there. And then Crochet, the guy for the White Sox, was bullpen guy last year. So, opening day, lights are bright. But I'll take the Tigers first five money line, please.
Oh, come on, Tony.
Anyone else on that game?
No, it's I'm just
Minnesota and KC.
I did so. I got a big parlay, and I did add the Tigers to it.
Okay.
I was a little anxious, if you will, about laying juice with the Tigers on opening day. I feel like I have PTSD from doing similar moves on past opening day.
I get that,
but I threw it in the parlay because of the logic that you laid out.
Okay, Minnesota and KC, Lopez versus Reagans. I got nothing there.
Anyway. I love the Twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pablo Lopez?
Yes, sir.
First started off hot last year, if I remember correctly.
Yes, first five money line. I know the Royals are supposed to be much improved. I think the Twins are still a solid squad. I think it's a short number.
Yes. I still like the Twins out of the Central. I agree with you. Yeah. But I am buying these Royals a much improved, especially their bullpen is much improved. So even if it's, 4-3, 5-2 going into that 7-8-9, I think the Royals keep it close.
Oh, Mike Trout, dinger. Fucking.
Yeah!
Fucking
yeah, no, he didn't.
No way. Let's fucking go.
Connor, no. What do you call him?
Connor!
Yes! First bet of the baseball season hit, boys. Let's go!
I am on the Royals full game plus 1.5.
Oh, that is all time, dude. That is all time.
Oh, fuck yes.
Don't say anything until I get. I'm good. Pablo Lopez, 0 runs and 1 earned run in his first two. Hey, will you come here for a second?
Got hit a homer.
Who?
Did Trout hit a homer?
Yeah.
He already hit a homer.
Yeah. Second at bat.
Second at bat.
Of the game, yeah.
Second at bat of the game. His first at bat.
Oh, his first at bat.
Yeah.
Hey, Trout hit a homer on his first at bat. On his first at bat. What did we say?
He says,
what did we say?
Bet the guy to hit a home run.
Ohtani's out of town. Oh, the Angels are going to suck. Who's the greatest baseball player aside from Ohtani?
Trout.
Trout. What's the greatest baseball player going to do when people are talking shit about him?
Hit a home run.
Hit a ding dong and then lose 6-2.
Oh my God, he really did.
Yeah, what do you think? We were kidding?
Oh, that was mashed.
Was it?
Do you have anybody else in your any other home run best day since you know you just started out hot?
Yeah, that's the only one I had, but now let me take a look. Boys.
Maybe get down on O'Neal Cruz.
I think Devers. I can see Soto. Devers taking
Castillo. Bruce and Ty said Juan Soto.
Louis Roberts.
Gumpy said Devers.
Devers. I could see Devers.
So the let's just look at the 4 o'clocks. Jesus, okay. Everyone's playing at 4 o'clock
now. Yeah, it's a big 4 o'clock.
I mean, probably Ohtani. We should probably bet Ohtani to hit a homer.
Maybe. Why not?
Maybe.
Feels like that's probably the move. And then, I mean, we could go Ohtani. We could go with fucking O'Neal Cruz.
Okay.
What about De La Cruz?
And what about?
Maybe we just do the Cruises.
Yeah, maybe the Cruz. Maybe the combo. Cruises. The Cruz missile.
Boom. That's a special.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the Cruises together, and I'm going to do Ohtani and Soto together.
Okay. The all superstars, right. The well-paid superstars, and the young Cruises.
Boom.
That's good.
Genius.
Yes.
That's going to work.
Go, brother.
That's going to work.
I'm pumped, man. I didn't know that he fucking hit a home run. Get it up back here.
Touch glass, baby.
Touch glass.
Let's go.
Go.
Fuck yeah.
Good luck, brother.
Hammer die, boy.
Okay. What a start. Awesome. Wait, what a start. How about Yankees and Stros?
I want to take the Yankees first 5.5.
Nestor wasn't bad last
year. I know. I'm
staying away.
I am sitting it up too.
Yeah, I don't love us. I went +1.5 on the Yanks full game just for the vibes, if you will. But I think this is a tall task at Minute Maid, where we have historically struggled, and Framber Valdez has historically thrown 8 innings of absolute gas against us.
Okay. Buccos are in Miami. Mitch Keller versus Jesus Luzardo. Both pitchers had around a 4 ERA last year. Both are doing okay in spring training. I stayed away.
I'm on the Marlins.
You son of a bitch.
I mean, I just, what do you want?
Son of a bitch.
What do you want from me?
If I were in there.
I do think the Buccos will be much improved, but I just, yeah.
Yeah, me too. And I like Kella. I like Kella a bit. I do.
You mean the law firm of Mitch Kella and Kella?
I would like the Marlins more if it was Sandy Alcantara.
I think he's injured.
Is he?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, that would explain it.
If I were playing it, Tony, I would be on the Buccos first 5.5, but I still can't shake that end of season magic that they had at home last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I will continue into this year respecting the Miami Marlins at home, so no play from me.
Giants are in San Diego against the Dads. Logie Webb against Yu Darvish. I am on the Padres first 5.5. Let me tell you why. You had a good first outing in Seoul. He had a 2.89 in spring training.
Webb on the road is also not the same.
He's not. The Dads already have a couple games under their belt, so that's nice. And Logie had a 11 ERA in spring training, which, you know, could mean nothing. But
not ideal.
I can get the Dads first 5.5 at home. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom.
Yeah, okay. I'm there too. I hope for baseball's sake that Yu Darvish, for one, is back as a Cy Young candidate, and that the Dads in general are back as a serious contender threat.
Yeah, I want to see the Dads in the playoffs because that stadium is electric.
Me too.
That
and just to fill everybody in, because I have seen a comment or two. When we're talking about Dads, the Dads, we're playing the Dads, we're talking about the Padres,
mm-hmm.
which, if you will, translates to father. Mm-hmm. I think it's a play on religion, but we're just calling them Dads.
Yeah,
what are
we
talking about? Get it. Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for clearing that up.
So now we go to St. Louis is in L.A. Mikolas was against Tyler Glasnow, who I fucking I love Glasnow.
What's the full game here?
Okay, so that's what I have to do, because here's a question: why would you take the Dodgers first five -1.5 at -110 when you could go full game where you have more opportunities to score runs and the such. Full game is -1.5, -125.
Yep.
I'll be doing full game run line for the Dodgers, -1.5, -126.
Is Miklos the best cards got?
I don't know.
This is how you party in Miklos. Well, Big Wayno, is he retired?
Oh, yeah, Chucky ballgame is done.
Miklos had a 5.44 last year.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Okay. This does round out my opening day parlay. We got the Dodgers. We got Tony's Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hell yeah, brother.
And then just four vibes because I want to fucking throw it.
For the vibes.
We do have the Chicago White Sox, the probably worst team in baseball.
Oh, yeah, they are. Okay,
nice.
They are.
I have the Dodgers money line in the parlay. They're going to win the game. We all know it.
Oh, don't say stuff like that.
It's baseball season, Tony. I can say whatever I want. Sharpest man in America.
Okay. Toronto is at Tampa Bay. Berrios goes against Eflin. I'm going to take another first five plus a half here, and it's going to be on the Toronto Blue Jays with Berrios.
How did the Rays end up with Eflin?
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Eflin was a lot better than Berrios last year.
Yeah. Why?
But
are the Jays guys
better?
Blue.
Berrios,
the Jays better?
Berrios had a good spring training. Huh?
Are the Jays better this year?
Have to be. Because I'm taking them first five plus a half.
I worry about them losing Chapman. I'm with you though. I do like the Jays first five plus a half.
Okay.
I don't, to be honest.
Okay. The last 4-10 game is the Nats at Cincinnati.
Oh yeah.
Josiah Gray versus Frankie Montas.
Yeah, put me down for the Red Legs.
I'm gonna stay away from it.
First five money line.
Yeah, I went a little crazy at the Hard Rock. First five plus a half, -185.
On
the Reds.
Okay. Who? They're plus a half a homer?
The Hard Rock, they just have them all.
Yes.
They have them all, yeah. It's amazing.
Okay. You win them all at the Hard Rock.
You have them all. You can have +1.5 if you want to lay the juice.
We got the ESPN game, 7:35, Chicago at Texas.
Play of the day.
What is this? What is this line, man?
Play of the day.
Steele versus Nathan Eovaldi. I stayed away. What's the line?
Basically a pick 'em all.
Yeah, I stayed away.
Yeah, put me down the Rangers first five money line. Okay. Nasty Nate Eovaldi on the bump again.
Yep, and it's no knock on Steele. He is no slouch. He is a great pitcher, but the Rangers mash lefties.
Yes.
And you gotta love Nasty Nate in a big bright lights ESPN opening day spot.
Mm-hmm. Hanging the banner.
Yeah, they certainly should be favored by more over again at the Rock. You can get them +0.5, -160, which I think is an absolute ATM machine.
I think Cubs will be much improved this year as well.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah. I stayed away.
And we're doing banners.
I don't know why rings. I stayed away. Should I take
what's that?
I'm gonna add the Rags.
Yeah. The Rags are the New York Rangers.
Yes. Well, I mean a Ranger's a Ranger, so I'm with it.
Yeah, a Ranger's a Ranger. Okay, Bruce? Texas. Can I get him +0.5?
Head over to the Rock, brother. I gotta stop talking about it.
Yeah,
you do. You do. Okay, next game is Cleveland at Oakland. Shane Bieber versus Alex Wood. I got a big bounce back season here for Biebs this year, even though it wasn't terrible last year, but it wasn't classic him.
He was banged up a bit.
He's got a 1.56 in spring training, so that feels good. Give me Cleveland first five money line, please.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got a weird feeling about Alex Wood just being.
I love me some Alex Wood. I hate that he's on Oakland. He's
the best athletics pitcher.
I love Alex
Wood. Might throw a no-no tonight.
He might. Brian Bello, who Connor loves, goes for the Sox. At Seattle against your guy, Louis Castillo.
Yep.
I'll stay away.
This is something I have to do for the vibes. Red Sox first five plus a half.
Okay.
I love Bello. I think he's very good. Will the Sox make the playoffs this year? I doubt it. I don't think they're going to be that great, but I like the Red Sox in this spot.
Okay. And then the last game of the night, Colorado
I like the Mariners.
Okay. Speak up.
You're rolling, brother.
Colorado at Arizona. Kyle Freeland goes against Zach Gallen. Freeland was up and down last year. Good at home, bad on the road. I feel like, if I remember correctly, Gallen.
What about the D-backs just got gumbo?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away. That's a stay away for me.
Yeah, it's too rich for my blood. There.
Yep.
Okay. Good work, boys.
We're back.
Do you want to recap?
Yeah, might as well.
Sure.
I'm on Tigers first five. Dad's first five plus a half. Dodgers full game -1.5. Toronto first five plus a half. I jumped in on Texas. Okay, first five.
That's good.
And then I'll go, and then the Cleveland, first five, money line.
All first five, Twins money line, Jays plus a half, Dads plus a half, Marlins money line, Reds money line, Rangers money line, Guardians money line, Red Sox plus a half.
Okay.
And you don't want mine?
Yeah, I do.
You don't want mine, you motherfucker?
I send it to the back, because I don't know if you can go through the window.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Bruce.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce.
Okay, on to basketball.
Oh, Bruce.
That's what Tony's doing. I'm on the Orioles. They just tied things up in the first inning. The Yankees plus 1.5. The Red Legs full game and first five. The Royals full game plus 1.5. The Detroit Tigers on the money line. The Dodgers on the money line. And then the Rangers first five. The Rangers full game. The Texas Rangers play of the day. Any way you can get them.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Mitt, what was your parlay? What was your?
Here we go, Mitt.
It's plus 574. Ooh. LA Dodgers. We got Pittsburgh Pirates, and then we got the Chicago White Sox. Sadly, and then you guys sold me on the Rangers. I'm definitely hopping on them.
Okay, first. Team Ride.
There we go.
Team Ride.
Here we go.
Sweet 16. Everyone's gonna be upset. I don't like any of them. I don't. I hate all the lines.
Jeez, Louise.
What am I gonna tell you? What am I gonna force picks on here?
Yeah, I mean,
not what I do.
Brother.
Tony.
Brother.
What are you? Well, you said you loved the lines before the game, didn't you?
Brother, I have a couple plays, brother. You just, you know, just chalkity up tonight for me. Give me Iowa State money line, and then you just put the other three favorites in the pot, and you go Zona, UConn, Houston money line parlay.
Okay.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Okay.
Well, this shows how much college basketball I watch compared to Gumpy here. I just took all of the dogs plus the money. So
don't hate it.
Other than UConn, I did leave out UConn.
You should leave out UConn.
Or the other game, whatever, whoever they're fucking playing.
If there is a favorite I would lay it with, it would be UConn.
Okay, well, I took them out. So I took Clemson plus 7.5, Alabama plus 4.5. And I think I took Illinois on the money line because it was like plus 1.
The Illinois-Iowa State game is interesting because all year I would have taken Illinois. But the last, I mean,
it feels
that Iowa State's just doing it. And I love Illinois.
Yeah, big time.
So I don't, it's a toss up. I mean, I don't think there's a bad bet on that game.
I'm going to play Clemson and Alabama. I don't really love any of it, though.
Yeah, that's a neither did I. You know what I do love? Fucking hockey.
Hockey.
Hmm. What a slay tonight.
And I love when Nick comes on the program.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What a slay.
What's interesting?
Your love for hockey.
Why?
If I can try to argue it.
Let's get to the fucking slate, Tony.
Hold on. We talked about this earlier, okay? The NBA schedule makers, they were like, oh, it's going to be the Sweet 16. It's going to be opening day. Let's have two games tonight. Let's have a bunch last night. NHL had no games last night. They said, let's try out 14 games. Let's try out 14 games.
Yeah, but you know that.
Boys got to get on the ice.
The NHL doesn't play on Fridays.
True. True. That was the NHLPA. Yeah. They know.
Two game Fridays.
So let's roll through,
Boys
Nick.
Boys got a party.
Let's do it.
Let's roll through.
Massive slate.
Let's do it.
Massive slate. Roll through. And it starts with the last 10, 4-5-0-1 Florida Panthers hosting the New York Islanders. Are the Panthers getting cold?
They are getting cold. Lost 5 of their last 6. It's not a good time to be a Cats fan right now. But they're built for the playoffs. It's a playoff team. So, you know, maybe just a little foot off the gas, maybe a little coast in. I think they'll find it once they get there. But the team they're playing tonight is fighting for their playoff lives, trying, scratching, clawing to get in there. And it's the New York Islanders.
Are we taking them?
I'm going to take the Islanders.
Whoa.
There's good value there as a dog, plus 165. Yeah. So.
What are the Cats?
The Cats are running with Stolarz, their backup, against Varlamov. It's a goaltending matchup.
What were you saying?
Highly favor the Islanders.
What's the number on the Cats?
Minus $2.
Okay. I'll see you around.
Philly is in Montreal. Ooh.
Yeah, I'll take the Flyers here.
I didn't know Marty St. Louis wasn't with the team. What was going on?
I had to step away.
Really? Oh,
no. Yeah, some personal stuff, family stuff.
Hope everything's
exactly okay. What it was, but had to take some time.
Let's hope everything's all right.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Love Marty.
The red hot Chicago Blackhawks.
They are playing good puck.
Trotting into Ottawa. Also playing some decent puck.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay. Blue Jackets are in Pittsburgh.
also a no thanks.
Good number on the Guino.
It's a big minus 225.
Yeah, it's a good number.
A big no thanks game for me.
No thanks.
The Caps, 7-3 in their last 10, going to Toronto as plus
140. Austin Matthews, questionable with an illness.
Yeah, that is a big swinger for me. And Ovechkin has found it again, scoring at a lightning clip.
Fucking flaming hot Cheetos and Subway.
Yes.
Give me the Caps tonight. Another road dog.
Couple road dogs to start the pro. Carolina has found it. They've been playing decent hockey as of late against the Wings, who they are the Wings.
So the Wings had a very easy part of their schedule, and I think that's why everyone thought they were, oh, this team is in the playoffs, they're back, blah, blah, blah. Nope. And then they kind of shit the bed through that easy part. Now they're going through a tough part of it. I'm going to take Carolina here in 60. Give me Carolina at, what is it? Oh, you know what?
Carolina minus 260 money line.
Jeez,
yeah, I'm just even seeing the 60 price is a lot. It's minus 170. I'm tempted to go buck line here.
Lord.
I'll stick with the 60 minus 170. You get Carolina.
Okay. Minnesota's almost $4 favorites against San Jose.
No thanks.
The Sharks have not been They have not been hungry as of late.
Texas hockey.
They've been very not hungry. Blues minus 118 against the Flames. Blues have been playing much better hockey than the Flames.
They have, to your point, 6-1-1 in their last eight. They are still 6 points back of Vegas. Seems uncatchable at this time of year, but
They're trying.
So we're going to go with the Blues at home against Calgary, who's got a 4-game losing streak, and they've lost 7 of their last 9.
Ooh. Nothing for you?
Nothing.
Speaking of the aforementioned Vegas Golden Knights, they are in the peg. They are dogs in the peg.
Off barn.
Vegas has been playing a little bit better.
Peg?
No, I mean Vegas has been
Playing. Vegas has been playing a little bit better. Peg has not. 0-3-1 in their last couple. Give me Vegas here. Another road dog.
Ooh, I like it. Tonight.
Come on. Come on, boys.
Let's take our puppies on the road. Okay, let's show them off.
Carry on.
Colorado's hosting the Rags.
Yeah.
Colorado 9-1 in their last 10. The Rags 8-2 in their last 10.
Tony, I'm going to do it again.
Good match.
I'm going to take another road dog with the Rangers here. 19-4-1 in their last 24 games. Colorado, we know, is very good at home.
Home is a fortress.
Very good at home. They just had a 9-game win streak and then they dropped one. So it's a good chance for them to bounce back. But I'll give the slight edge right now to the Rangers.
Point out for the last.
Did I see the Pens were up 4-0 on the Avalanche?
Yes, but we all knew how that was going to end.
What happened?
They lost.
You can pretty much write off a comeback at any point now in the NHL if you are up big in the first two periods. It's going to be a comeback. Now, whether you pull that off or not remains to be seen.
Worst lead.
And get the win, but against the Penguins, you will.
Worst lead in hockey.
Yeah.
Edmonton, minus 150 favorites at home against Hockeywood.
This is a tough one. The Kings have been playing much better. They've won 4 straight. They're playing a 1-3-1, which now people are starting to raise a stink about because it's like a modern-day trap somewhat.
Devil situation?
Kind of. It's not as bad, but Tampa used to do this years ago.
Fans are beside themselves thinking about playing hockey with in the playoffs can't figure out how to play.
Can't figure out the traps.
They're running some kind of zone.
Yeah, you.
It's old school hockey.
It's a forecheck. You're only sending one forechecker, and you're stacking three across. Edmonton, they are what they are. They've got McJesus. They've got Draisaitl. I'm going to stay away from this one just because I want to see this play out here.
Go down for the Oilers.
Nashville.
Mark that down.
Oilers.
Mark down Oilers for me.
Oilers.
Give me Nashville. Thank you. They're playing some of the best puck in the league.
Yeah, I'll put me down for Preds as well there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dumpy Oilers and Preds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game of the night.
Seattle Kraken minus 230 at home. Kraken have stunk.
Next one.
No thanks. Right. Nothing there.
And then the Coovers.
There we go.
Minus 105. Dallas minus 114. Both teams are hot. Let's end the night in the Coover land. What are we at?
Don't
build the anticipation, Tony. There's only one way to pick this
game. All rise for the audible coin.
Tony might need to sell
the
water.
The coin is an audible coin. The coin is a coin that picks gambling games, and those gambling games are most definitely always on the ice because the coin is an ice king. Coin is the king of all kings when it comes to the ice. The coin picks games that are close. The coin picks games that, you know, no honorable
can't believe
man
we're here
can try to pick.
I themselves thought it
me
was
neither
dead.
That's what they're saying.
I thought it was gone.
Let's address the rumors.
But the coin lives on.
That was beautiful.
Don't fuck this up.
I don't know who spread that rumor. It was a
it was Beal.
Okay, well, that would make sense.
Is your hockey helmet, Bill?
At least he's not wearing that stupid fucking helmet.
I gave him to peer pressure very easy.
Tonight, the coin will pick the Gumpy Bowl. Okay?
Gump Bowl?
Yes, Texas hockey.
There's Cougars?
Travels to Western Canada against the Cougars.
Oh, no way! Let's go!
Thank you for knowing the Gumpy Bowl.
I didn't know that was...
In basically a pick'em of teams that are both 8-2 in their last 10. Very, very good hockey teams. Hot hockey teams. Nick, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Tony. The Cougars, the home team, they will be tails. Texas hockey traveling on the road, they will be heads. And the flip. Heads.
Heads!
Wow! Hockey, baby.
The coin is spoken. Texas hockey.
Attaboy talk. Attaboy talk.
What's their song?
Fight Texas hockey.
And Tara.
Fight Texas hockey. Fight Texas hockey. Fight Texas hockey.
We are Texas hockey.
He might have changed the lyrics at the end. I don't know.
Coffee.
Talk, thanks for coming in.
There you go, Talk.
Talk, thanks for coming in.
Talkie. Yeah.
That boy Talk.
Those chips stink. Talkie.
Thank you.
Foxy.
Bees beat the Panthers. Someone tell D-Bud he's a...
Matt, I
just want team to let, sucks and he's a bitch.
I just want to let you know some things. The Red Wings still stink.
Oh. Trash.
The Knights are almost out of the playoffs.
What?
That's not true.
Out of the playoffs? The
boys are going to be just fucking fine. Okay, I just need to get...
How do you feel about the game in Winterpeg tonight?
What'd you say?
How do you feel about the game in Winterpeg tonight?
Oh, the peg?
It's baseball season, but I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. You know, I'll check back in on the boys when the fucking playoffs start.
What if you don't make
it? It's not baseball season.
What if you don't make it?
Starts July.
Baseball. What if you don't make it, brother?
Starts today. Well, then, you know, we'll have a couple tough decisions to make come next season, but the boys are going to be just fine.
You rode that Zamboni, brother.
I am. What did you say?
You rode that Zamboni, brother.
Well, let's not talk about the Boni.
Okay. You got a 6-point lead.
You hit the shield.
You heard it.
When was the last time you talked to the lads? Aren't you on the team?
Talk to Jackie Aces damn near every fucking day. Just, hey, how we doing, pal? You know? Yeah. Yeah,
what
just.
What did you say?
Today. Let the fucking media say what they want. Let these guys say what they want.
Now, the first round's going to be a problem because you're going to play either Colorado or Texas hockey.
Ooh. What is that about Texas?
We are good at hockey. So good at hockey.
We had to play Texas hockey in the playoffs last year, and I can't remember, but
the Bees are back.
Fucking handled them.
And the Pens blew a 4-0 lead.
So I was against Colorado, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been happening all year. It's
been hockey.
Nobody cares.
Lance are a good club.
Isn't that where everybody says Sydney should go? Because that other
guy?
Yeah.
McKenna. Him and McKenna are best friends.
Nobody says you should go Boston. Some people do. Marshy and him are fucking boys. And it's an original 16. Yeah, not as close as he is boys with McKinnon.
True.
He should go play with, what's his name? In Philly. He should go to Philly. Because he scores so much there. Could you imagine what he would do if he...
Yeah, him and Torch would get along really well. He really liked Torch's coaching style.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Are the Wings out of the playoffs?
Red Wings aren't fucking dead yet, all right, boys?
No, but they are close.
Anything else?
Ever die!
No, that was it.
Are you going to win?
Hey, go Tigers!
Hey, Michigan State hockey. They're the real fucking hockey team right now. They play tomorrow. Let's keep in mind.
Okay, let's go
Tigers. One seed. Honestly,
Bruce has had enough of.
I don't care at all.
Has the Frozen Four started? Is that an opening round game or is that a?
I think it's
the tournament has started. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go Spartans.
Let's go Spartans. Go Spartans.
Go green.
Go green.
EU and UMass are going right. It was 1-1 when I walked in here. I don't know what it is.
What?
See you guys.
Good luck.
Why didn't Bill wear his helmet?
Thank God.
Because Tony.
I don't know. What am happened? I tripping or was Michigan State a 4 seed in what I saw?
In the Frozen Four?
Frozen Four.
Is it Frozen Four already?
No, can't be. It was just the tournament. I don't know.
Who's left now?
Is Denver left?
Denver is just playing BU.
That makes sense.
Denver's playing BU.
Is the Golden Gophers playing?
Sorry, not BU.
Is Minnesota Duluth playing?
Denver was 1-1.
Minnesota Duluth playing?
What?
Minnesota Duluth playing?
They should be.
Okay, figured. North Dakota. Any other hockey schools I could throw out there?
Minnesota Duluth.
Yale.
It was a good coin.
That was a good coin.
That was a good coin.
Honestly, I don't know about the things that were said about Texas hockey, but it's good. It's good.
We have any sports left?
Just tomorrow on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Put me down for Lens double chance versus Lille.
Oh,
yes.
Little league.
Big game in Liga. League. To be honest. Yeah, that's all I got.
4 p.m.
Oh, we're back this weekend, fully.
Oh, yeah.
Any, like, golf or anything?
There is. I can give you an update.
Why is Stu Sink in the Houston Open? I thought he was on the...
Yeah, but he knows...
He's dabbling.
I thought he was on... Can you go
back? I think
back
I saw this morning that Scotty played
his card.
Like 3 holes and was then like minus 120 to win the... Let's see here. Taylor Moore. Scotty's minus 5. He's T2. So that's probably why he is currently... I think he's currently minus to win the tournament.
Scotty?
Yeah. He is... Oh, he's plus 140 to win the tournament.
Who's next?
Taylor Moore.
Yeah, Moore's good.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Ovens.
Scotty is a good golfer.
Oh, yeah. Shouldn't have shaved his beard.
Yeah.
It looks like it hasn't affected him yet.
Is he in the lead?
T2.
Behind Tyler Moore?
Mm-hmm.
How many strokes?
Taylor Moore. One stroke. Taylor Moore shot a 6-under-64. Scotty shot a 5-under-65 today. Anything else?
Tyler Moore.
Tony Eggson.
Taylor. Yeah?
Oh, before. I'm on the Mets first 5+1/2 tomorrow at 1.
Oh, I didn't even look at those games.
Yeah, I wanted to be on
the Mets. Oh, that's the same pitchers from the opening game. I am not on that game.
Yeah, I wanted to be on the Mets today. I wish it was getting canceled for tomorrow, but I'm on them.
Also, I thought about, and then Strider and Wheeler going at 305. I thought about taking the under in that game because they're both so fucking good. But the bats on the other side are also really fucking good. Yeah, so I'm staying away.
That's going to be a banger. It's an absolute pretzel, in my opinion.
Okay. I don't hate Wheeler getting +0.5 at home, though.
No, you can't hate it.
Nope.
Oh, Marty Perez goes tomorrow.
Marty Perez.
All right. Mitt.
Tony, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Well, Tony.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is to look back and wish that you had worked harder.
It's true.
New York Yankees great, Derek Jeter.
He came up with that.
Number two.
That is.
Now batting number two. Derek Jeter.
I miss the old stadium.
Jeter.
Number two.
New stadium's great.
Old stadium was fucking...
Old stadium was amazing, dude.
Insanity.
I got news for you.
Family had season tickets.
I got news for you. They both fucking stink. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!